Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And we are just excited and very grateful that he has allowed us to be in this day. We are ready to receive what our Lord has prepared for us today. We are ready to be ordered by the Spirit of God to fulfill what he has assigned for us today. And all the blessings, all the anointing that he has installed for us today, we are ready to receive. And today is August 27, 2021. It's right at the tip of the end of this month. This is the last Friday of this month of August, but we are still believing God for the unbelievable. This year of 2021, we are still believing God for our family members, those who do not know God, for their salvation, for their deliverance, for their healing, for their restoration. We are still believing God for a bumper harvest of souls to the kingdom, for overpopulating heaven and depopulating hell this year of 2021, regardless of what the enemy might try to do. He can roar like a lion, but we know he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. Yes, and when he roars, our God is a consuming fire. When he roars, fire comes out of his mouth, the fire that burns all sin and drought. We just thank God of what he is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. So we are excited with what God is doing. We're going to go ahead, be in agreement as we pray, for a prayer of agreement is powerful, and a three chord is stronger than one. It cannot be easily broken. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, God, three in one. We thank you this morning for this opportunity. It is a privilege for us to stand on the gap and be intercessors and pray for our brothers and sisters and intercede for those who cannot pray for themselves. We thank you, Father God, for this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue, Father, to lift up our eyes. Yes, we lift them up unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord, for you do not let even our foot sleep. You will not let our foot be moved. We thank you, Lord, for you do not slumber, Lord. For you who keeps Israel, you neither slumber nor sleep. We thank you, Father God. We honor you this morning. For you preserve us, Father, from all evil, Father. You preserve our souls in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your protection, and you preserve us, Father, from our going out and our coming in all the time. For you are forever present, for you are an omnipresent God. We thank you, Lord. We honor you as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, in the name of Jesus this morning, Father God, we say you are our Lord. Yes, you remain our refuge, Father. Yes, you are our fortress. You are our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we trust you, Father. We depend on you, Lord. Yes, for some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God. We trust you, Father, for you are our strong tower. When we run to you, Father God, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you protect us, Father, from all terrors of life, Father. You shield us, and you are also our butler, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you shield us, yes, from the arrows that come by day. Yes, even those, that terror that comes by night. We thank you, Father God, that you shield us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, even 1,000 that may come on our side and 10,000 on our right hand. Yes, they will not come near us because you are our shield. You are our buckler. You are our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I continue, Father God, we continue to praise you and thank you, yes, for these men and women. They wake up morning after morning to come, yes, and stay on the wall, Father, with one hand building and with the other shielding, Father, fighting. These intercessors, Father, these prayer warriors and their families, I pray, Father God, that you continue, Lord, to protect them, Father, for their persistence and their perseverance, Lord. Yes, continue to provide for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and giving them wisdom and strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your goodness and your mercy, they pursue them, they follow them all the days, yes, of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning as we continue, Father God, to believe you for salvation, yes, of all our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you, Father. Whatever entanglement they are in, whatever sin, all manner of sins, Father, you are a forgiver, Lord. You are a God, the one who so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So we are believing for everlasting life for our brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are just the prodigal sons. They have just gone astray in the name of Jesus, being deceived by the enemy. We pray, Father God, that they come to their senses, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then they remember, yes, that in my Father's house, they are even plenty of food at home. So they come back home. We pray, Father God, that they have that prodigal son experience and come back home. Some, they just need that soul experience, what he experienced on his way to Damascus, Father, when he was going to kill and slaughter your people. But he had a encounter with you, and when you touched him, Father, he changed, and he started rebuilding what he was destructing, what he was destroying. pray, Father God, we have brothers and sisters out there. They have not even murdered a person. They haven't even killed anybody. But the devil is just holding them hostage and probably just with substance abuse, whether it's alcohol or prescription drugs or illegal drugs or whatever it is, disrespecting their own bodies with prostitution or human trafficking or whatever, Father. Even some, they come to an extent of abusing and abusing others and abusing their children. We pray, Father God, that you expose them, Father, that they be exposed and not only be dealt with the laws of the land, but they come to repentance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they turn their hearts to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, we honor you, Lord, for their deliverance, Lord, and their salvation. We pray that you soften their hearts, Father. Soften their hearts. Draw them, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father, that when you stand at the door of their hearts, and you knock, Father, that they will let you in the name of Jesus, that they open up their hearts, Father, and let you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, some are just troubled by the storms of life. Yes, the heaviness and burdens of life. But you are a burden lifter, Lord, the one who said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, to take your yoke, Father. Your yoke is easy. Your yoke is light. To exchange our heavy yoke, our heavy laden with yours easy. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Father. We decree and declare, yes, our brothers from the north, from the out from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for the stability of our nations, Father. Yes, all nations, Father, the Middle East area, the Afghanistan, the African continent, Father. Even right here in the Western countries, there is a lot of instability, a lot of disorder going on. So this morning, Father God, we stand on the gap in the mighty name of Jesus, as instructed in your word, Father, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you, our heavenly Father, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins, Lord, and you will heal our land. So we thank you, Father God, this morning as your children, yes, as your intercessors, as the prayer warriors, we stand on the gap. We intercede for our nation, Father. We intercede for nations, Lord. Yes, we turn away from wickedness and seek your face by faith, Father, on behalf of our brothers and sisters out there, that you heal our land, Father. Heal our people, touch their hearts. And people have lost the respect of other people as human beings. They just take life just like that. They don't even care. This spirit of murder, this spirit of Cain, of being a jealousy of brothers and sisters and taking lives, we rebuke you. We come against you, you spirit of murder, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release the spirit of God, the love of God, the love that covers a multitude of sins, in the mighty name of Jesus. We, Father God, even the children, the innocent people, the innocent children, lives are being taken without even have lived the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, the blood of
diseases and curse you. We command you right now by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus that you get off the way. You get out the hearts of men and women you are tormenting and using, and some they actually disrespect their own lives and become the human bombers and distract and destroy all these people in the mighty name of Jesus. I just pray, Father God, I honor you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for the peace of our nation, the peace of the country. Oh, have mercy, Father. You are a merciful God. You are our defense. You are our God. You are our sustainer. You are our shield, Lord. We thank you, Father God. That's why we continue praying for salvation, because we know that if these men and women know you, they will do what is right, because they will be led by your spirit. They will have the love, yes, the love of Christ, that love that covers a multitude of sins, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you remain God, you remain being God, regardless of what is going on. You do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We pray for families, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Because all this starts in the family, the disorder in the family, the lack of love in the families, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the restoration of families, that the fathers take their priesthood place and be priests in their own households, yes, and husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church, that Christ literally gave himself for the church, even the church before church knew him. He loved it, that he gave his life for it. So husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and the wives, yes, submitting themselves to their own husbands. And we know it is easy to submit to someone who loves you like Christ loved the church. Look at us, Lord. We literally submit ourselves willingly to you, but you loved us before we did, before we knew it. So give that revelation to the husbands that they do what is right with their wives and their children in the name of Jesus, that they be providers and priests in their houses in the name of Jesus, that the children will obey their parents in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is a command with a promise so that they will live long in the name of Jesus, and the parents, and they will not provoke their own children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for order, Father, order in the families, that every member of the family who operates the way they are supposed to will function, the way they are supposed to. Yes, even the single parent household, Father, that every member of the family will function and obey the way they should, Father. So we rebuke the disorder in the mighty name of Jesus that is going on in the families. We rebuke the spirit of anger that has tormented families, the spirit of manipulation that other partners that manipulate others, and fathers manipulating their children and children manipulating their parents and husbands manipulating their wives and wives manipulating their husbands and children. It's just a lot of chaos and disorder in these homes. We pray, Father God, for order this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, men araka pepe akakwekwe naraka shike naraka shikundai. Thank you, Father. So my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. I just want us to take a moment. Let us intercede for families. You know, you start with your family and your extended family. You know exactly what is going on in the family. If you are doing well, just ask God to get you even better, because there is always room for improvement. For we move from glory to glory. We just want to take a moment and pray for families and intercede for families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I pray, Father,
In the name of Jesus, Mary, the Lord, in the name of the Lord,
dysfunction that is going on in the family. There are young men and young women running around angry because of what happened at home, maybe abused, maybe nobody cared about them, whatever it is. Now they are taking it to the whole world and they are just angry. Just one little thing tips them off and they just get angry with everyone. But the scripture that has been ministering to my spirit since this weekend, we had a preaching about climate change, and there is climate change everywhere, you know, on the natural and also on the spiritual. We can see what is going on outside there with the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the fires, the droughts, and it's just even in countries, the wars, you know, look what is going on in the Middle East, in the African countries, in the Asian countries, even here in these Western countries, there is a lot of distress, there is a lot of pain, there is quite a lot going on out of order. So it's not only climate change considered as, you know, just the weather, but it is also climate change on human relations, climate change on our spiritual walk. I mean, look at us. God is taking us from glory to glory as the children of God. If we are obedient and do what the word is doing, I mean, we are not remaining where we are, but we are moving forward. Even those who are disobedient, they are moving backwards if you are disobedient. So there is a shift. There is movement going on everywhere. But this scripture really ministered to my soul this week when I was reading Psalm 46. Psalm 46, I thought I had opened my scripture here. I apologize. Psalm 46, verses, it has 11 verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling of thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, the heavens raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he had made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Amen. When I read this scripture and I am just seeing what is going on, there is a lot of stuff going on. As I mentioned earlier, that it is a climate change and it is going on everywhere. But we have a God who is our refuge. That's what separates us from the rest of the world. That's what separates us from the people who do not know God. because they don't know. They don't have a refuge. They don't have anyone to strengthen them. But we have a God who is our refuge. He is the one who strengthens us. And he is ever present. He is an ever present helper in the time of trouble. Because he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. This is why when all this is going on, we are not afraid. Because we know he is with us. He is the one who strengthens us. He is our helper. He upholds us with his right strong hand. So we are not afraid at all. Even if when the earth gives way and the mountains fall, we can see earth giving way. We can see here, we hear about earthquakes and rumors of earthquakes. Some of us who are part of this prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, we are living in those states where we are experiencing earthquakes and we are experiencing hurricanes and tornadoes and fires. We just had a flood last week right here where I am. Right in my neighborhood, this little water thing right behind my neighborhood was over flooding. We serve a mighty God who is always with us, regardless of what is going on. This is our hope. Our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in God. This is what motivates us. That's why we wake up every morning and we intercede and we pray and intercede and stand on the gap. Sometimes we ourselves in our bodies, we are not feeling well, but we have the energy and the courage and the motivation because we know that we serve a mighty God. We serve an able God. I truly believe that if we do not pray, I know there are lots of prayer lines and prayer effort done all over the world, all over the place. But I do know that are making a difference right here. As few as we are or as many as we are making a difference because prayer changes things. And God hears prayer. God answers prayer. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. When we knock, it shall be opened. And we call unto him, he will hear us. And this is what we are doing. We are obedient to the word of God, regardless of these mountains falling in the heart of the sea. These are volcanoes. There are volcanoes erupting everywhere. I just heard not too long ago about this volcano. It had been dormant for a long time, for many, many years. And it just erupted. And it's just falling in the sea and waters rolling and forming all these hurricanes. We know, we say, oh, we are in a hurricane season and things are going on and, you know, mountains, earthquakes and all this. There is a lot of things, the climate change on the outside and also on the spiritual. The Bible says there is a season for everything. In everything, there is a season. And we serve the God who owns the seasons, the one who drives the seasons. And this is what our hope is. This is where our hope is. Look at the nations. On verse 6, it says, nations are in uproar, kingdoms falling, kingdoms fighting against kingdoms. There's war everywhere. Even in these Western countries, these first world countries, they say, people are acting like barbarians, killing each other. People abusing their positions of authority, taking advantage of the weak. But we serve a father to the fatherless, who is the defender of the widows, who is the defender of those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. And I do believe God cares for his people. That's why he has given us this assignment to stand on the gap, to pray for those who cannot pray for themselves, those who do not know yet that they are lost, and we pray for them, that they, God open their eyes so that when God draws them, their hearts are melted, they will receive him. When he knocks at the door of their hearts, they will let him in. We had people who prayed for us. I do believe that I am here because of a prayer of somebody who prayed for me. My parents, my aunties, my grandmother were prayer warriors. They loved God, and they prayed. They intercede for us. You had somebody who prayed. Maybe someone you know or somebody you don't know. We just didn't happen, but somebody prayed for us. And I just thank God that he gave us this platform so that we can intercede. We can pray for others. As we lift up our voices to God, he is a God of restoration. He is the Almighty God. He said he is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is our Savior, our provider, our protector. In the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all this suffering and pain and soul and extremists popping from every angle of the earth, from the front, back, and center, everywhere, they are just popping, people doing lots of things. But we have a God who is able, and we, as the body of Christ, we are still functioning and operating in the fruit of the Spirit. We still exhibit love, the love of Christ, the joy in the midst of all this. And people will be like, why are you still smiling? Why are you still standing? Why are you still joyful? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are still showing peace. Even to the people who are unpeaceable, we still show peace. And patience, keep on coming and praying and interceding. That's the love of Christ. Show kindness. Our hearts aches. Our hearts cries out for those who do not know God. And show the goodness. Exhibit the goodness of the Lord, the gentleness. The gentleness of the Lord. I went at Walmart, and I picked a few things, and there was this elderly lady. She was in front of me as we were checking out, and I was behind her, and she got her groceries, and she was paying, and her money was not enough. I think it was less than $10 she was short, and she was digging through her purse. She couldn't find it, and I stepped in. I told the cashier, I said, just to put the difference on my bill, just to go ahead, let her walk over, because I was right behind, and just to ring mine, and I will take her bill. Do you know how appreciated? It wasn't even a big thing. She carried her bags, and she walked a little bit. I didn't know that she stopped. I thought she was gone, and I checked out, and I was going the other way. I didn't realize, and she kept on calling me. But I didn't know she was calling me until another person, you know, told me, oh, she's calling you. So I stopped it. And when I stopped it, that's when I realized it, that's this. And she was so appreciative with tears running down her cheek and telling me, to thanking me. And that was a little, it was not even more than $10. It was very little. Those little things, gentleness, love, kindness. Just to show kindness, it doesn't have to be a big thing, just a little thing. Those little things we do, even in the midst of all this chaos, just to help someone and just exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. Be faithful. We continue being faithful to our God, to our Savior, and exhibit self-control, because what is going on, it makes us angry. It makes someone rage in anger. But we have a God who help us, that we have self-control. Self-control.
So there is a lot of stuff changing both in the natural and also in the spiritual. But we are the children of God. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. And we just thank God for his love, and we thank God for his word, because his word is the light, is our light. And he is the one who orders our steps. And he is the light even in the darkness. He is our God who is our light. And we are the salt of the world. We are the light of the world. Let us go out there, my brothers and sisters, and season this world. It is tasteless. It is dark out there. Let us go and show the light of God, the light of Christ, exhibit the light in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank God this morning, and the lines are back open. If you have a praise report, a prayer request, we're going to give you an opportunity. Who is here? And we want to acknowledge you, everyone who is here, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The lines
are
open.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning, and I want to thank you for the word that you brought forth this morning, because everything that you prayed about, I prayed about this morning. I was on the 5 and the 6 o'clock prayer for the background intercessors in the name of Jesus, and I thank God for his healing process with me, and I got a good report on my heart, and I'm going to the doctor today, and I know that's going to be a good report for my spine, and I just thank God for the process. I'm thanking God for his process. Sometimes I may not like it, but I got to trust his process in the way how he carries me, and I thank God for my family. Hallelujah for the things that are going on in it, because I know that salvation, healing, and deliverance will come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. And y'all continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to thank you for the word this morning, because we do know that the Lord is our refuge, and there's a lot of different things going on in the world. And so one of the things that I want to thank God for is for my daughter and her husband. We've been praying for them that God would bring some peace and some unity in the home. And she called me yesterday, and she had a good report. And I just blessed them to work together, because, you know, marriage, you really should be working together. And as Christians, we need to use the water, because we can come against the enemy and put him to shame. So I just thank you all. Thank the team for just praying for them and for how God just worked. It was a miraculous change. So I'm just believing that down the road they will continue to look to the Lord and do things that are good for each other, and also for the children, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, as God helps them to have a kindness towards each other, because there's a lot of bickering sometimes in the midst of these siblings. So we just pray that God would just help them to show love one to another. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I just want to thank God, because his word is so true. And one thing that the word says that really ministers to me a lot is that sometimes we're trusting God, and we're standing and we're praying. Sometimes God, just be still and just know that his word is true. His word does not fail, because he is God, you know, and his word doesn't fail. He doesn't fail. His word doesn't fail. And so I just thank God for just hearing the being reminded that God is indeed our refuge and our strength. Everything that we need is all in him. We've got to continue to look up to him, stand on his word, and trust and encourage each other in the Lord. Amen.
And Pastor Hussle, thank you for the word today. Glad to be in the service.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I'm so grateful for that word and God reminding us, just as we see the global warning and things are changing all around about us, not knowing what the different climates will be, the next day for the next time that it happens. And there's changes in our lives just as that. And we have got to keep it moving. And I just thank God for that word of just reminding us of the changes that even is going on in our lives. I do have a prayer request for a friend, a close friend. Her name is Teresa, who's just given up on life and has made that a statement, confession, and just want you to pray for her. Her name is Teresa, and also to pray for the Stokely family who lost. She transitioned this week, so if you could keep that in prayer, and I do thank you and bless each of you. God bless.
Amen.
Yes, I have another prayer request. I will be bringing the word on Sunday. Pray, you know, we prayed before, but just thank God for hearts being open to the word of God as I bring the word on Sunday. At
Amen.
Positive feedback. Good morning. I want to thank you for the word that went forth this morning. And I have a prayer request. My niece, she passed away Wednesday, about a week ago. And she left a son who's 13. And she wanted her sister to be the caretaker of him. And so she signed, you know, she went and applied for the papers day before yesterday. And they're going to run it for 30 days. And I prayed that God grant son, because the daddy wanted, the daddy have made known that he wants him, but he hadn't been in his life. And he really hadn't been taking care of him. And he sees money signs because there will be a Social Security check. And he made known that he won't be his primary caretaker, but they can get him. You know, when they want him, they can get him. He don't have he really don't have nowhere stable to stay. He go from place to place. So I pray that God grant April, you know, the guardian over Alan.
Oh, God.
13. Thank you.
We'll pray. Hallelujah. Pray for the wisdom of God in the situation. Amen.
Amen. We want to keep the balance and the where they are available. Preparing to the next rep is just pray for the unity and peace in that, because there are so many things that are happening right now. If people have been praying, including Chris, who is our team leader.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So let us go before the Lord and let us pray for these prayer requests. For the comfort
Amen.
Of those who are mourning, and pray for the anointing. And as Pastor Darlene will be ministering on Sunday, for which there's an able God, and pray for hope and desire to live for Teresa and all these families, and for favor that this young man will get the right person for his guardian, and all this family politics will, you know, not be a factor. So let us all go before the Lord and pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just bless your name, God. We know, God, today that you are
your Father. Oh, my
provide.
Creator of heaven and earth. I thank you, Father. I thank you for
thank
what you are doing and restoring and healing Sister Gladys, Father.
In the name of
and that she has a report, Father. Those reports do we need. We receive your report. I just pray, Father God, that as she goes to the doctors today,
thank you
are already done. It is already done. She will get a good report. in the mighty name of Jesus, which will be a culmination of what you have already done.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father God. I pray for Sister Mary's friend, Teresa,
in the
mighty name of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I pray, Father God, for the desire to be in the name of Jesus. I do not allow the enemy to steal her joy, to steal her peace. I was asked to continue on Monday after I ministered on Sunday. So I did Monday the Bible study, and then I had to minister to the women's fellowship that is going on. Today is the last day. This one is online. So the one online had been challenging because it feels like you are talking to yourself. It has been a little bit challenging, but God is good. And I just, you know, sometimes you want to hear the feedback, but I think this platform has been a good preparation and training ground, you know, what we do here over the phone. But I just thank God, because for all the three speaking engagements, they have been effective, and I thank God it is because of your prayers and just sustaining me, and I thank God for that. And we did pray for my son a few weeks ago, maybe it has been more than a few weeks, for his foot. He's back to work, he's walking, he's no longer on crutches. So I thank God for hearing our prayers. So we have praises and we have prayers that are being answered. I know sometimes we do not have an opportunity, or we forget to give him praise and to thank him for answering our prayers. So this is an encouragement to you and I that what we are praying for, God is hearing us and he is answering our prayers. So you all have a blessed weekend, and I do believe that this weekend is going to be better than last weekend as we move from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, I turn this time to Pastor Dalu. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God so much for today. Thank God for this entire week. It has been a very wonderful week of just prayer, praise, and deliverance, and the fellowship of the saints of God. It's just been awesome, all the word that has been shared. Sister Lynn gave some words of comfort on yesterday. It was yesterday. And we thank God for that, and then we thank God for our Sister Marie, as she was sharing on Monday. She gave quite different topics, and making God our priority is one of those topics, and that God is our help in trouble. We're grateful for just the opportunity that Apostle Horsley, you know, he shares the word so wonderfully. He just continues to be a mighty man of valor, and we just appreciate all that God has done in and through him. As he comes on a consistent basis, he's been with us for many years, down through the years. I don't know if he's been there. I think he's there at the very, very beginning, but he came close to the beginning. We've been doing this for almost 20 years now. So thank the Lord for the consistency that we all, you know, different ones of us have shown in this ministry. So we just appreciate you, and I pray and decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected, and it shall not come to pass. In fact, we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And I decree even the words, evil words that have been spoken to us against us will turn into a blessing in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance. And this goes for our Sister Marie, our Sister Glenda, our Sister Teresa, our Sister Lynn, our Sister Chris, our Sister Yvonne, our Sister Mary. We say this also for our Sister Juanita. We thank God for our Sister Yvonne and Sister Lois and Linda and Sister Deborah, and maybe those who are not here today are Anthony. We thank God for Apostle Horsley and our Pastor Scholastica and our Sister Darlene. That is me. And so we just thank God for just each and every person. If I didn't call your name, I apologize, but remember it or say it. But we thank God for each and every one who is here. In spite of what the enemy tries to do against us, we are blessed and favored of the Lord. And I decree this morning that the Lord blesses us and keeps us, and he makes his face to shine upon us. And we ask that he be gracious unto us, and that the Lord will lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace in the name of Jesus. So I decree that all of my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we go, let us rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He is putting us in a sure place, and he helps us to walk upon those high places in him. And we are able to tear the devil's kingdom down. We come against the wickedness in high places, the dark places in the world are being destroyed in the name of Jesus. So let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. And once again, I love each one of you, and I pray that you love me. You love one another as Christ has loved the church. Let us continue to love each other and be kind and gracious and help each other as we can along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.